subject, what you gonna do about trifling cousins? Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 6 years. He and I both have 3 kids from previous relationships, and together we have had 2 more. So here is the issue. In the past 6 years, he has only had 1 job that lasted 3 months. I have always been the only one working, and on top of that, his cousin lives with us. His cousin got shot, and recently he has gotten lazy and has taken a lot of steps backward with his health. He doesn't want to get up to simply use the restroom or wash, so this has left my house with lots of foul smells. My boyfriend keeps his cousin here because of the check the cousin gets every month. I told him his cousin needs to move out, but he says we need the money that his cousin gives every month. If I tell him I need his help with the bills, he turns it all around on me and says that I'm spending too much and not bringing in enough. I find myself having to go out and beg or steal almost every day so that my family can eat. A lot of times I go without eating so that everyone else can. We are all sleeping on the floor and have no furniture. I was never like this before I met him. I have even brought jobs to him on a silver platter, and he always ends up coming up with an excuse for not working. He blows up when I try to talk to him about things. He feels as if he is the king, and what he says goes. Steve, I'm tired. I want to leave, but I have nowhere to go. I want him to leave, but he won't do it peacefully. Help. Signed, enough is enough. You're not eating, but he is, and he's not working. Let's go to the Bible, okay? I got to bring the Bible out on you. The Bible says he who does not work does not eat, okay? Check it out. It's in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, okay? You need to look that up. You haven't said one good thing about this man. You haven't said one good thing. He's a good father, nothing. You say you find yourself having to go out and beg or steal almost every day so that your family can eat. This is absurd. Listen, all you're responsible for is yourself and your children. That's it. You shouldn't have to be taking care of a grown, able-bodied man and his sorry butt cousin. Come on. This stuff is ridiculous. I mean, don't you understand that this is your house, too? You need to develop a backbone here, lady. You really do. You need to get some order in your house. You need to put these people out. You can leave. You are working. You can find someplace else to live. If they want to stay there, let them stay there. But you have to leave and get out and take your children. You guys have 8 altogether, and please stop having kids. Steve?
You've been with a man 6 years. He's only had 1 job that lasted 3 months. You've always been the only one working. And on top of that, his cousin lived with us. Now, his cousin got shot. He done got lazy, has taken a lot of steps backwards with his health. He don't want to get up to simply use the bathroom or wash, so he's left our house with a lot of foul smell. So he just laying his nasty tail up there.
Come on,
just urinating on his big, grown, funky behind. I'm just hoping it's stopping at the urinating. My boyfriend keeps his cousin here because of the check that the cousin gets. Your boyfriend pimping everybody.
Yes, he is.
So now his cousin get a check. I told him his cousin need to move out. He said we need the money that his cousin give every month. No, he need the money that he take from his cousin every month. If I tell him I need his help with the bills, he turning all around on me saying I'm spending too much and not bringing in enough. Well, that's true. You are spending too much because you're buying what's called necessities. And you don't bring in enough because you're taking care of all these kids plus 2 grown men.
8 kids.
Yeah. You're not bringing in enough for that, nor will you be able to. Now, he got 3 kids. You had 3 kids, and you done had 2 more kids. That's 8 doggone kids. Now, I mean, come on now. I find myself having to go out and beg or steal almost every day so that my family can eat. A lot of times I go without eating so everybody else can. I tell you one thing. I bet I quit taking food in the back to the big dude back there peeing on himself. I bet you his plate gonna be short starting next meal. You back there ain't washing. How about we cut some of down this crapping on yourself? You ain't got nothing to crap out. See, you finna be hungry.
Say it again.
fat boy. See, you laying back there crapping on yourself. But if we take out input, you ain't gonna have nothing to crap out.
Yes, yes.
You might still smell back there, but it's gonna be dry though.
Oh my God.
Wow. So
you about to start smelling dry. You ain't no more of this wet funk going around my house. A lot of times I go, we are all sleeping on the floor and I have no furniture. I was never like this before I met him. I've even bought jobs to him on a silver platter. He ended up coming up with an excuse. He blows up when I try to talk to him. Now listen to this. He feels as if he is the king and what he say goes. Steve, I'm tired. You ought to be tired. You ought to be tired enough of this mess to take your check and your children and move. And let him and Big Funky in the back live on the check Big Funky bringing in. And just let them have it and leave. But I have nowhere to go. You paying for a place now. I want to leave, but he won't do it peacefully.
There goes my breakfast.
Signed, enough is enough.
Yeah, it is.
In my book, the first chapter is, nothing changes until you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And
Amen.
You, young lady, are at the sick and tired stage. So now what you waiting on?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.